What up, though? I appreciate you listening in again. It's your boy, Guapo. I just want to get my thoughts out there about a few things. You can call this a disclaimer or a code of ethics, if you will. I might use the word bitches figuratively, so don't get in your feelings about something, because I use the word bitches. Like, I'm just trying to make people laugh. Again, that's why I'm here, because I need to laugh. Expressing myself makes me laugh. The name calling, like, I don't really give a shit. People call me out my name all the time. Here recently, that's happened to me quite a bit. And I hadn't even really done shit about it, so I ain't gonna even worry about it. It's like, kind of like that old ass saying, like, sticks and stones. Fuck out of here. When I use the word nigga, N-I-G-G-A, that's like my friend, my homie. Somebody I'm cool with, somebody I fuck with. They can be black or white, because I'm not racial. Like, I don't have anything against white people. I mean, if I got white friends and I feel like calling them my nigga, guess what? They my nigga. Because I said they my nigga. I don't really give a fuck who's going to say something about it. Again, this is my code of ethics. This is how I get down. Now, I'm not fucking with N-I-G-G-E-R. That's an absolute racial slur. You meant to say that if you perfect that R on the end. That E-N-R, that completely changed the game. I just want to get that out there. You know what I'm saying? Let people know how I feel about the situation before you hear my thoughts on stuff. And you don't know where I'm coming from. But that's all. Thank you. Yo, what up? It's your boy Guapo. Again, thank you for listening. Shout out to Anchor. Shout out for Jamie. Shout out to Jamie for pushing me to do this. Telling me to get out of my comfort zone. Telling me to do it. Giving me the idea. Anchor giving me the platform to do so. Again, I appreciate all of the positive feedback, positive comments. I appreciate the negative ones as well. I'm working out the kinks, so just bear with me. I'm gonna pick up where I left off from the last time we spoke or the last time we listened. Shout out to the people that do virtual learning, virtual teaching, and all of that good stuff, because people need to understand, like, our children still gotta learn. We still have to move on with our daily lives. I really feel for the teachers that are at home doing that shit every day. Like, that's crazy, because I'm sure they run out of ideas and shit. Like, I'm pretty sure that it's a lot of shit, like, around the house that you do or that you use to, like, teach the children. Because I'm pretty sure it's difficult to get those children to, like, not only sit still, but actually grasp a concept, to take that concept with them. You know, it's like a building block for the rest of their lives. That's really difficult to do at home and then be a stay-at-home parent and work from home, and you still got to do your job. Shout out to everyone that does that. I really can't say enough about people like that, because shit like that goes a long way. I miss the days when my mom and dad would have to go up to the school. My dad was like terrible as fuck though. So that nigga came up to the school maybe 5 times, 6 times tops. No, most of the time, your parent get up to the school, you know what class is your child in, where they at, what they doing. This nigga didn't know nothing. This nigga didn't even know what I was allergic to. Who my teachers was, he was like coughing and shit. People didn't want to shake his hand. My mama, though, she step out the house, tack sharp. Tack sharp. You step on that motherfucker, some blood gonna come out. Sharper than dick when Hattie died. You hear me? It wasn't shit you could tell her when she came out the house. Had all types of outfits. Even had this, listen, had this one outfit. Terrible. Terrible. I know I just said she was a woman of distinction in class and all that shit. She still had some of them outfits, though, that was fucked up. You remember them jogging suits that, like, make the noise when you walk? I was like, Mom, please don't wear that today. Please don't. She looked like she was about to go out and stop traffic. Literally. But now that colorful shit is in, like them jogging suits that made the noise, like they sound like parachutes and shit back then, them hoes is probably in right now. They probably be spicy as hell with some of these shoes that's out right now. Kids would love them jumps. That shit is crazy. My dad knew nothing though. He would come up to the school. He didn't know what I was allergic to. He didn't know what to do when I had a motherfucking cold. He didn't know none of that shit. All of a sudden, now I'm with a motherfucker just riding home. Man, I'm telling you, it was terrible. It just, my dad coming up there at schools, it was just bad altogether. It just wasn't gonna be good for either of us. I can't even talk about what he had on. Which brings me to like something about not only 2020, but our culture as a whole. Sagging pants, bro. I get it. You want them to be at a comfortable level, as I heard a young man say. I'm with it. I am all for it. Wear them as comfortable as you please. But if you are sagging so hard, if I can see that area between where your underwear stop and your pants start, and then there's a gap between the two, and I can see like a little piece of your thigh, I don't want to see that shit. Pull your goddamn pants up. Then you got the audacity to have on a goddamn belt. Nigga, why are you wearing a belt in the first place if your pants gonna be around your fucking thighs? I'm waiting on a motherfucking explanation. I don't get it. The part that baffles me is the fact that the pants are like expensive. So you want to wear them halfway off your ass and they cost $200-$300? That's dumb as fuck. That makes perfect sense. What respectable young man got a decent woman at home and you got your thighs out? Like, I don't even understand why people wear the thighs out. Like, why men wear their thighs out but the jeans anyway? I'm not knocking it. Not at all. I'm just saying I'm not comfortable showing my thighs. I'm just gonna say it that way. I'm just not comfortable showing my thighs. But this clown in the store, he be the motherfucker that get a good job. Apply to MLGNW and he don't like the hours, so he quit. I don't even fucking understand. I don't have the time on earth to put the math together to figure out how the fuck this even happened. That's how you know God got a sense of humor. That's how you know God got a sense of humor. That's why you gotta have morals and values and some type of ethics about yourself, just to carry yourself a certain way. Period. Don't wear your goddamn pants like that. That's disgusting. I can't talk to no man with their dick hanging out, because that's really what's going on. If you think about it, your dick out. No homo. Sorry, but that's what the fuck I mean. I'm not about to do that. Then you be twisting on your hair and shit. Is your hair clean? When the last time you washed that nappy ass shit? I hate that shit. Now the white kids even do that shit. That's the fucked up part about it. And I don't mean no disrespect or no harm, but that's even fucked up. Why would you pick up bad habits from somebody that's worse off than your ass? You already winning because you white and based off this country. And now you picking up the bad. You that well off, you can pick up the bad habits of another culture and not suffer. And tell me that ain't fucked up. Get the fuck out of here. I gotta go back and speak about my teachers though from school, because school influenced me a lot now, more so because I get to reflect and just think about the things that motivated me. I went to this school called Corey Middle School. Go Eagles, you feel me? Teacher was in that gym named Miss Waller. She would say questions. She didn't say questions. She said questions. I would love to hear Miss Waller and Kathleen. My Kathleen White, my old English high school English teacher. I spoke about her in a previous episode. I would love to hear Kathleen and Miss Waller have a conversation. Because Miss Waller would like absolutely destroy words. Like complicated words like egregious. Oh my God. I would have loved to hear this lady dismantle these words. I mean, she will absolutely earthquake words. Quarters. I can't even mock it. The word quarters. I can't even mock it. Questions. I think anything with a Q she might have struggled with, Kathleen probably would have ate that lady alive. And I hopefully it would have probably been like a Democratic versus a Republican type shit. So that shit probably would have been epic. But back in Corey, I had this teacher named Effie Briscoe. This lady told me I wasn't going to live to see 35. I mean, I get it back then. Now looking back on it, I was bad as fuck as a child. Like I was pretty fucking annoying. I probably needed a few more whoopings. Some of these kids these days need whoopings. They don't need like actual just sat down, let me talk to you lecture. They need their asses whooped with some good stern leather belts. Some of y'all wouldn't do some of this shit y'all doing right now had y'all got y'all ass beat when y'all was little. We wouldn't be here right now. 2020 wouldn't be so fucked up. It wouldn't be. Now, it would still be fucked up because of the coronavirus and all that other shit. But some of this other shit could have been avoided that we not gonna speak on today, simply because you motherfuckers didn't whoop y'all kids. But to go back to the school situation, you had to be in school to be motivated by those teachers. You had to be interacting with those people to get that energy from those people. Back then, I really thought that was a negative comment by Ms. Frisco, but it was really like a constructive criticism saying, hey, get your shit together or you're going to be out the window. You're going to be a statistic like these people telling you if you don't tighten up, if you don't fix your act. And we got to be, as people, we have to tell that to our children. Like, I'm going to speak about positivity probably every episode just about, because I'm trying to change that in my own life. But I'm encouraging you to do it. I'm encouraging you to, like, forgive somebody, because that's part of changing and being positive as well.